Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, In White Women, Everything You Already Know About Your Own Racism and How to Do Better. Regina Jackson takes an unflinching look at the uncomfortable reality of racial biases and injustices that permeate society, specifically focusing on the role of white women. Through a combination of personal narratives, historical context, and empirical data, Jackson challenges readers to confront their complicity in systemic racism and offers actionable steps for fostering genuine inclusivity and understanding. This book is not just a call to awareness, but a roadmap to individual and collective action towards racial equity. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the historical context of white women's racism. Regina Jackson delves into the history of white women's involvement in upholding and perpetuating racial injustice, from the times of slavery to the present day. She explains how white femininity has been weaponized against black people and other minorities, often under the guise of protection and morality. This historical journey is essential to understanding the roots of contemporary racial issues and how they are manifested in the attitudes and actions of white women today. Jackson uses specific incidents and broader societal trends to illustrate how history has shaped the racial dynamics that persist in current times. Secondly, self-awareness and acknowledgement of privilege. A significant portion of the book is devoted to helping white women recognize and acknowledge their privilege. Jackson argues that this acknowledgement is the first step toward dismantling systemic racism. Through exercises and reflective questions, the book guides readers through the process of understanding how their race has given them advantages, often at the expense of minorities. This topic challenges readers to confront uncomfortable truths about themselves and society, emphasizing the importance of self-awareness in the journey towards racial equity. Thirdly, steps to allyship and advocacy. Jackson outlines practical steps white women can take to become effective allies and advocates for racial justice. She emphasizes the importance of listening to and amplifying the voices of people of color, educating oneself continuously on racial issues, and speaking out against racism in personal and professional spaces. This part of the book provides a hands-on guide to moving beyond passive sympathy to active participation in fighting racism, including how to navigate conversations on race with humility and respect. Fourthly, addressing and overcoming white fragility. The concept of white fragility, a discomfort and defensiveness on the part of a white person when confronted with information about racial inequality and injustice, receives substantial attention. Jackson offers strategies for overcoming these feelings of guilt, shame, and defensiveness to pave the way for productive dialogues and actions on race. She argues that confronting white fragility is crucial for white women who wish to engage meaningfully in anti-racist work and contribute to a more equitable society. Lastly, creating inclusive and equitable spaces. Jackson explores how white women can leverage their positions in society to create more inclusive and equitable environments in their communities, workplaces, and social circles. This involves challenging existing power structures, advocating for policy changes, and reshaping narratives around race and identity. Through real-life examples and actionable advice, Jackson encourages readers to consider the impact of their everyday actions on the fight against racism and to use their influence to effect change. In conclusion, Regina Jackson's White Women, Everything You Already Know About Your Own Racism and How to Do Better is a sobering yet ultimately hopeful invitation to white women to recognize their role in systemic racism and take active steps towards change. It challenges deeply held beliefs and offers tangible solutions for fostering inclusivity and equity. This book is crucial for anyone ready to confront uncomfortable truths and commit to anti-racist action. By following Jackson's guidance, readers not only contribute to a more just society, but also partake in a deeply personal journey towards understanding and growth. Ultimately, it benefits all members of society by paving the way for a more equitable and compassionate world. If you would like to support Regina Jackson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.